This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All of a sudden, these are socially accepted pets.
Oh.
And even a man who has strong opinions on what animals are okay and not okay for people to own would be thrilled if someone in his neighborhood showed up with one of these.
Really?
Anyone in Rochester can take home one of these right now if they'd like. That is, depending on who in the house would be the one to try to stop it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So 13 Wham has their new Lollipop Farm Pet of the Week up on their website.
What do we got?
They do a story once a week. It's not a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a cat. This week, it's a pot-bellied pig.
Cute.
Named Reese's Puff.
Reese's Puff?
Reese's Puff. So Puff ended up at the farm as part of a cruelty investigation. In fact, her whole family is there. So you got Reese's Puff, her siblings, Fruity Pebbles, Trix, Cocoa Puffs, and their mother, Cocoa Crisp.
All right. So it's a whole cereal lineup of pigs.
Cereal family, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are interested, all of these pigs are up for adoption right now. Lollipop Farm says they would love to give them all to one person, but they know that's probably
keep the family together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they realize it's probably hard. Mm. The pig adoption fee, $100 per pig.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Whole pig.
And the pig probably has all its shots ready to go, right?
Pig shots, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tommy, you love pigs.
I do.
You have a pet pig fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know you never pull the trigger on something like this.
Hmm.
Wait, am I wrong?
Well, I don't think my wife would go for it.
Okay.
Because they do get full size.
No, these ones are already full grown.
I think they already are.
These are already full grown.
They're pretty big, probably. They get up to about 200 pounds.
Sure. No, well, you're probably right.
Pigs.
I don't know. You're
just throwing unnecessary pig facts in the discussion.
But I mean, like,
you got to feed it a lot, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So pigs have all of a sudden become totally acceptable.
And they're great to, and they're easy to train. And they're clean. And they're actually clean.
Oh, my God. Go get the pig. I'll give you the $100. Go ahead. I mean, hell, there are no neighborhoods in Rochester, Kimmy, that have multiple pigs on the same street.
Oh,
yes,
really?
But I do think, aren't there some towns where you can't have the pig?
It doesn't seem to stop people because there's one town I know where the pigs are not allowed and they have two pigs on the same street and they can't walk the pigs because the pigs hate each other and they'll freak out and try and attack each other. So they have to call each other to time out. Yes, the pig walking
pig
schedule.
Pig wars.
All right, so Tommy, in the average household, is it mom or dad, husband or wife, that would try to throw the brakes on adopting a pig?
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be the wife.
Okay.
Because she ends up doing all the heavy lifting with the pets.
Okay.
For the most part.
So you say this is a husband pet fantasy, a pet pig.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Because
But you always see dads getting surprised with a new pet. You know what I mean? Like, dad didn't want the dog, then dad fell in love with the dog. Like, those are always the videos you see when it comes to, like, which parent didn't want the pet. It always seems to be the dad.
252-WCMF, in your family, 252-9263, would it be the man of the house or the lady in the house that said no to the pig? Because, Kimmy, he says the husband will put the brakes on the pig. Would you agree as a wife?
For our house, yes.
Okay.
Because I mean, we would have like multiple dogs if it wasn't for my husband.
Well, he's a kind, loving person, and then he married you.
No, I'm saying I would want.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the reason we only have one is because he's like, no, we're not doing that.
But if he brought the pig home, you would not want the pig.
Oh no, I'd be cool with the pig.
So he would stop the pig.
Yeah. He's the one that would put the. He would, you know. tell me all rational points why we shouldn't have a pig.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd be the logical one where I'm like, but it's cute.
So and they never have leftovers. So what's the pig going to eat?
So wait a minute.
Also true.
In her house, she's the one that wants the pig. Yeah. Husband stops it.
Yeah.
So we're split 50-50 here.
Yeah. All right.
You know, here's the thing. You're not considering, Tommy,
right,
the influence of some of the heroes that Kimmy had in high school. You remember Paris Hilton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a little dog.
Well, she and her friends also, back in the mid-2000s, got pet pigs. Do you remember the pet pigs that all of her crew got? They did. You could Google the pictures.
I don't remember this.
They're
at
walking
all
around with what they thought were teacup pigs, and it turns out they were just regular pigs.
They're babies.
Exactly.
Because when people bought those mini pigs in the 80s, they didn't realize they'd grow to 300 or 400 pounds.
Bingo. But I do very much remember when I was in my late teens, girls I knew desperately wanting pigs, mm-hmm, because Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and Kim Kardashian.
I know they had the teacup poodles. I didn't know they had teacup pigs.
I'm telling you, Kimmy, Google Paris Hilton pig. Just be careful. Put on your inappropriate block because that video might come up.
So you're saying because they grew up with celebrity pig.
Yeah, and I think it survived, and I have proof.
Mm-hmm.
There is this weird suburban farmer fantasy that has shown up with some ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it with chickens. We've seen it with goats. My wife wants chickens and goats.
Because they make it look chic. They make farming look chic.
What is chic?
Because like they think like they're going to be like Martha Stewart out there collecting eggs in a high-end basket
okay.
she bought online, and she's going to make this frittata for lunch, and it's like, it's sloppy-ass dirty work.
Fair take. That's a fair take. But, like, my wife wants all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm telling you right now, we just live in a normal house in Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
If we were walking around Lollipop Farm, I would be the one shutting down my wife.
I don't know about that, because I vaguely remember there was a time.
Was a time.
Where Pat and I, we had to do some volunteer work around Lollipop Farm.
Yeah.
You did.
And we went. Well, you weren't there. We were there.
It was a workforce thing that you skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to make us sound better, though. Thank you.
And we were like, oh, let's take a stroll around, see what they got here. And we went up to the pigs,
mm-hmm,
and they came running over. And all Pat kept thinking was, I wonder if I brought home a pig, would my wife be cool with it?
Yeah. I mean,
you started to contemplate what it would be like as a
surprise pig.
Surprise pig!
I don't know if you can surprise a wife with a pig.
Well, but here's the thing. Look, you're right. In the moment, mm-hmm, the pig is adorable.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when it was all said and done, and when we were having the conversation, I would be the one to tell my wife, we can't get the pig. We can't get the pig.
I fantasize about it.
So why don't you go get one?
First of all, we already have a dog.
Okay.
And I don't know if dog and pig hang out.
How great would it be, Kimmy? How cute.
Besties.
His little dog lying on the pig's stomach, taking a nap.
But that's like the dream scenario, but they're both territorial.
Okay.
Like, pigs don't like other pigs in their area. So
are we talking about like where they live or like their genitals? What do you mean?
All over, probably.
Okay.
I don't even know it. I wouldn't know whether to get a male or a female pig, like which is easier to handle.
Hmm.
Like, do male pigs mark their territory like a male dog?
Well, I don't know. I
do
mean,
they dig?
If we're talking about female pigs, I mean, you grew up with your mother. How hard was it living with her?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was actually very difficult. She was a difficult woman.
252 WCMF. 13 Wham has their new Lollipop Farm Pet of the Week. It is a pot-bellied pig. He's puff, and they got a bunch of pigs that came from a cruelty investigation that are up for adoption right now. You can adopt them for $100. And we're trying to figure out, if you were to go as a family or saw this story on the news, would it be the husband, the man of the house, or the wife, the woman of the house, that stopped the pig? You said your wife would stop it. Kimmy said her husband would be the one to stop it. Right now, we're 2-1, wife to husband. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
As much as you have a pig fantasy, If I were to ask you what you think of the average Rochester suburban or city pig owner, you would say...
Oh, hipster.
Oh.
Total hipster.
You think hipster, Kimmy?
I mean, it'd be...
It's an out-of-the-box pet.
It's kind of the same person that does a lot of, like, home garden stuff. You know what I
you
mean?
Think
like
so?
A lot.
You're,
yeah.
You're vegan. First of all, you're a vegan.
Wait. You would own a pig and be vegan at the same
time?
Yeah,
it would be hard.
Because
you're
anti-meat. You
want to
save the pig.
Okay.
But
think about it on a hot
one
day.
One less BLT.
Really hot day, like 95 degrees, that pig starts smelling like bacon. You couldn't be vegan for long.
It'd be really hard to eat any sort of pig product if you own a pig. Because you're looking at that pig.
I think I could, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll make sure he's not in the room.
Yes.
Don't look. No, but like the pet you own says a lot about you.
Sure.
Like, Tommy, you think dog owners are the best people.
Mm-hmm.
When you see cat people, you think. What is in?
I think less of them.
Okay. When you see lizard person, you think.
Even less there.
Okay.
Because that's not even a pet now. Like, there's nothing adorable or cuddly about a freaking lizard or a snake or a goddamn turtle.
I don't know.
Like,
you can't, like, snuggle. That they bond with these animals.
That makes you a creep. That makes you Satan.
What?
Because you have a lizard?
I don't remember a monitor.
Satan sits around with, like, reptiles and mean crap.
Makes you sick.
And, like, dictators.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
They're like evil pets.
Okay.
They're nasty. They don't even look good.
No, it's funny you say hipster and Kimmy doesn't disagree with you, but I don't think pigs as pets have been around long enough where you can get a full read on what kind of people pig people are.
Oh, pigs have been around for a while. They were huge in the 80s.
No, I mean like as a pet in your house.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? No, pigs have been around since the beginning of
animal. Talking, but there were pet pigs back in the day.
Really?
Yes. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Like people bought them in the 80s and early 90s thinking they were going to stay as little things and people were like freaking out. They were called the miniature potbelly pigs, which was a scam.
No, that I got.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I now know multiple people that own pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Every neighborhood, not every neighborhood, but there are a lot of neighborhoods and suburbs throughout Rochester that have pigs.
But they're inked up. They're pierced up. They got multiple pairs of Doc Martens they're going to wear with unusual pants.
What I'm saying, unusual pants.
Yes.
What I'm saying is I never met anybody that owned a pig until just a couple of years ago, right? Mm-hmm. It's more common now. Because like, here's the thing. When it comes to the pet pig, sometimes the owner of the pet pig is just a bro looking to have fun. We brought up the suburban farmers. Sometimes they're country folks that let the pig live inside. You don't see a lot of city pigs.
No, I've never seen one.
Have you seen a city pig?
Nah, I haven't looked.
Well, okay. But you got to have a little space to... I mean, you can't be living in an apartment with a pig.
Do they need a lot of space?
I'm just saying, like, most landlords, I'm guessing, no pigs probably on your lease.
It probably
says
no dogs, no cats. Yeah. Wait, it doesn't say no pig. Doesn't say no pig. Is there a lot of work that goes into raising a pig?
I'm assuming yes.
I think
it's
just...
a pet.
Yeah.
Every pet has issues.
No, I get
it's more
it,
but, the amount of food it probably has to eat throughout the day.
But like dogs and cats, right? Like dogs are more labor intensive than cats are. Like is a pig more like a cat where it's
I think
okay?
I think a pig goes more like a dog what I've seen online.
You know, I brought up the whole Kimmy can't get enough of Tommy.
Tommy's his pig research.
And you know what's great about pigs?
What's that?
They don't seem to mind if you dress them up. Like, if you put a costume on them, it seems like they...
Maybe it keeps them warm.
Like, if you want to dress them up for the holidays or Halloween, they seem to, like, they don't mind. They buy into it.
What are you... You're just watching a video of someone that already dressed up the
pig, but you could put, like, big-ass sunglasses on them, and it looks really funny. Like, you could dress one up like Andy Reid for the game. That would be a... pig Andy Reid, which is very close to Andy Reid, would be very funny to have for a Halloween costume.
Very funny. Very funny.
Let me tell you.
Silly.
What would be funny and silly? Pig Andy Reid. That's what it would be. You know, I saw a hot one on the internet. Like, you know, we were talking, like, what do they eat? What do you feed a pig? Do you buy pig feed?
I guess, but they eat slop, though, too. Like, so you
so your mom.
So I would let the pig eat.
Oh, the sunglasses fell off.
Fruits, vegetables, hay.
So I have to buy, like, separate food for the pig.
So they don't eat, they eat grain, right?
Why are you asking me? I asked the
like
question.
Corn and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, zucchini, carrots, squash, pumpkin. A lot of all the vegetables.
So like I can't go to like Country Max and buy like a bag of pig food.
Maybe.
You can
maybe
ask that fat kid on TV over there.
A lot of hay.
He looks like he eats a lot of feed.
No, because like that would be the hardest part of raising a pig. If I can't go buy a bag of just straight up pig food.
No, but I wonder if you could just feed it scraps. Like if you could feed it like the stuff, like your leftovers.
Yeah, no, I'm sure your pig would love to eat your leftover fennel and strawberries.
Listen to what
well,
he
does.
Eats.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
pretty much my
like
diet.
Celery.
I love squash. Uh-huh. I love me some squash.
Uh-huh.
And celery.
Feed it a pumpkin.
Oh.
I'd want to watch a pig eat a pumpkin. That sounds like fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.